First of all, I pay my innumerable prostrated, humble obeisances, the lotus feet of my most revered Gurudeva, Nityalila Pravishtom Vishnu Pad, Ashtaptar Shatasi Simad, Bhakti Daita Madhava Goswami Maharaj, the absolute counterpart of Supreme Lord Sri Krishna and His grace incarnate. I pray for His causeless mercy to bestow me capability to sing the glories of Supreme Lord Sri Krishna and His personal associates, to purify my mind and to get one-pointed exclusive devotion to Supreme Lord Sri Krishna. I pay my innumerable prostrated humble obeisances, lotus feet of my most revered Shiksha Gurus, and pray for their causeless mercy to give me strength to sing the glories of Supreme Lord Sri Krishna and His entourage, to purify my mind and to get exclusive devotion to Supreme Lord Sri Krishna. I pay my due respects to all who are present. Our Tamal Krishna Brahmachari, he told me that there are some questions. First question is this. Whose question? Anybody name, he knows? Whose question?
Different devotees. This is from Guru Prasad, from London.
From?
London.
London. How are we to understand the fall down of Krishna Das with the Bhattatharis when he personally had the association of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu? What hope is there then for us? Then what is the eternal lila behind this? Is it just to show us how dangerous that association is? Now you see, here it is mentioned in Chaitanya Charitamrita, in fact. Madhya Lila, the first chapter, for us, the reference you will find about Bhattatharis. Bhattatharis, there it is written in the commentary of our Param Gurudev, Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami Thakur, he has written in the commentary about the incidents. Bhattacharis were the priests of the Namudri Brahmins of South India. Bhattacharis. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu at that time he had been to South India for rescuing all the fallen souls. And as a servitor, Krishna Das Prabhu was there with him. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Supreme Lord, Lord of all Lords. He is original Supreme Lord, Bhagavan. Nandanan Sri Krishna appeared in this special Kali Yuga. After Dwapar Yuga, Dwapar Yuga appeared as Nandanan Sri Krishna. And next, in this Kali Yuga, he appeared by taking the form and mode of worship of Radharani as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. To test his own sweetness as well as to distribute that prem, highest prem, love for Nandanandan Sri Krishna, the highest delightful relation, concept of love, gopi prem, to all he appeared. Now he was rescuing all, even while going to the forest, going towards Vrindavan, Jharikhanda. He rescued beasts, birds, etc., snakes. How his own servitor had a spiritual fall? Very strange. You see, to go through the writing of our Param Gurudev in Chaitanya Charitamrita. I think Chaitanya Charitamrita is translated into English. Everywhere you will find. Perhaps in the Madhya Lila, first chapter. There are references there. And again, detail you will find in Madhya Lila and some other chapter, ninth chapter also like that. Now, the history was this. Krishnadas Brahmin was simple-hearted. And Bhattacharis were the priests of the Brahmins there. Namudri Brahmins. They were very expert in Tantra Mantra, you know, in incantation. To subdue somebody, Vashikaran. To destroy somebody, they do all these mantras. And they saw Krishnadas moving. What they did, by uttering mantra, they attracted him and showed him many young girl bhaktathari, attracted him. And he did not completely understand what motive they had. And he was attracted, he went there, behaved with very good behavior, and also attracted him with incantation, with mantra. And he go, went there, and they caught hold, and took him with the other young girls. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and he heard, he was astounded, what is this? He immediately came there, you are all sannyasi, I am also sannyasi. And how you have taken my servitude? Religion. And they then attacked Chaitanya Mahaprabhu with weapons. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was attacked by weapons. Those weapons were repulsed automatically and were repulsed and came over them. And they were cut to pieces and they fled from that place. All. This Leela, to show Chaitanya Mahaprabhu seems to be an ordinary human being, not an ordinary human being. This proves, is a proof also. They hurled the weapons, and weapons came, returned, and they were thrown on them, on the Bhattadari Brahmins. And they were cut to pieces, dead, fled from them. And after that, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu caught hold of the hair of Krishna Das and rescued him and sent him back. Now you see why he rescued him. Because he knows that he has done a wrong thing. But due to simple heartedness, he couldn't understand them. And by weakness of heart, he was attracted by their behavior and mantra. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu saw the person is not a cheat, is not a hypocrite. Whether a cheat but a hypocrite. Simple heartedness. And they took their advantage. I have got the duty to rescue. He cannot go with me now. Let him go back. By these what teachings you are getting? We should be frank. Frankness of heart, simple heartedness is necessary. Weakness is there. In all conditioned souls, there will be weakness because they are imbibing the bad and good ideas of previous and impressions of previous birth, millions and millions of births. After 80 lakhs of births, then they got this human birth. And now it is which birth? It may be 4 lakhs, it may be 2 lakhs birth in human body, 3 lakhs birth. All those impressions were there. Bad impressions, good impressions. It is not so easy to conquer all those passions of the sense organs. Not so easy. You will find in Gita it is said, Ata kena prajaptyam papam charati purusha anicchali vashna pura baladvaya yajita. In Gita, all these sections, all these sampradayas in India, they respect Gita. Whole world, there Krishna is. Ata kena prajaptyam papam charati purusha anicchali vashna baladvaya yajita. Here said, the real self of the human being or any living being is Atma. Atma is pure. Atma has a resistance, knowledge and bliss, Satchidananda. Earlier you have said that Atma has got no such inclination of doing or committing sins, crimes. But we are seeing in this world, always these human beings are doing serious, abominable works, actions, and serious crimes. Why? What is the meaning? The cane of the law, who have instigated them, influenced them to do this? That I want to know. Arjuna put this question to Krishna. The cane of the law, Papa and Charity Krishna. Anitya Varshnaya. He has got the desire to do all these sins and abominable work, actions, and all these criminal offenses. But he has forced to do. Why? Kamesha Kuradesha Rajaguna Samad. Mahasara Mahapapna Vidyaya Bhaini. Then Krishna replies, you have to think it very deeply. From Rajagun, desire for enjoyment, the mother comes from our heart. We have the aptitude to desire, to enjoy this world. Illicit connection with sex, all this, and other desires of enjoyment. Because of our previous births in beasts and birds, etc., and also previous human births, we did it. Calm, lust, desire for enjoyment, fulfill the passions, we have got that. That comes from Rajagun. Rajagun is the external potency, external element of quality of external potency of Supreme Lord, Apara Prakriti. The three primordial qualities, that is Rajagun, Sattvagun, Tamagun. By Rajagun, living beings are created, Sattvagun sustained, and Tamagun destroyed. By Rajagun, we have got the desire to enjoy. And when there is an obstacle to it, when you desire and somebody makes some hindrance to it, you become furious. You are under the grief of anger, wrath. By Tamaguna. And we commit this sins. Mahasana Mahapapna Vidyarve. These Rajaguns, Tamaguns, by that we can do heinous crimes. All good qualities will be devoured. All good things will be devoured by this Rajagun and Tamagun. Mahasara Mahadai, nothing is impossible for them. They can kill children, they can kill women, they can kill children, do anything. Yes. By being furious. Now you see, the root cause, I had been to the harsh train to Kerala. This was the first time I had been to South India, Kerala. Kerala in Kochi. There, Mukundavara Stotra, a rosary of the verses written by Kulasekhar, an emperor. Emperor, but a great devotee of Krishna. Renowned devotee of Krishna. He is honored by all there, you will find. You will find his history also in the Encyclopedia Britannica. They have also written about Kulasekhar. He wrote 60 verses, Tantra 53 and some 60. Our Gurudev explained one verse of it, one verse. Still, I am remembering that in Delhi for 1 hour, one verse of Mukundavala Stotra. Mukundavala Stotra, rosary of verses, sweet verses, written by Kulasekhar, Emperor Kulasekhar. And reference you will get in Chaitanya Charitamrita and Bhakti Samrita Siddhi. They have given reference about it. In that sloka, what Kulasekhar has said? Idam shariram satasandhi jagyaram patat tavasyam parinama pesalam kim mausadam prichyasi murha durmati Niramayam Krishna Rasayanam Piva. Idam Shariram Satasandhi Jajjaram. You have got this body. And inside this body there is a skeleton is there. Made up, framed by bones. By joining 100 bones. Human skeleton. Satasandhi jajam. Scattered. Worn out. Where there is 100 giants, what value of this body has got? Any moment, this body may perish. Any moment. When any kind of pressure, stop body, may perish. I saw it in India where I had been to Jharia. One person, I used to go to his house. He was standing on the road. Some car came, he had got his own car. All of a sudden, pushed and he fell down instantly dead. We all felt respect. So soft this body got no value. Any moment will be dead. But by our previous good impressions we have got this human birth. This human birth is suitable for worship of Supreme Lord. This human birth should not be spoiled only for eating, defending, mating and all these things. Eating, sleeping, defending and mating. Birds and beasts are beings. Yeah, idam sairam satasandhi dyabjaram patattavasyam. When by Sanatana Dharma system, if it is burnt, then it will be reduced to ashes. And if it is buried, it will be reduced to earth or worms. And if it is devoured by the Persian system, by beasts and birds, it will be reduced to fishes. Stone or the this and birds. Parinama Peshalam. In most of them, pictures of Murha Durmati. Those who have got this misconception of self, we are the body, body is the self. They can do any kind of heinous crime. That is misconception of self. I am this non-eternal body, then non-eternal desires will automatically come. Nobody stops. I shall try for my own interest. For that reason, root cause you have to see, anartha. Anartha means, what is the meaning of anartha? Anartha means that which is not congenial for devotion, for Supreme Lord. Artha means necessity. You want special meaning. These are all evil motive, but special meaning of artha means prayojan. Prayojan means necessity, need. We need absolute existence, absolute knowledge, absolute bliss, Supreme Lord. Is our necessity. Anything other than this, unnecessary. First, anartha is this by sicknesses will come. When you shall have this wrong conception of the self, when I say, I am this body, the body is interest, is my interest, certain body or gross body is interest, and also certain body for mental and intellectual development also. You should try for that. For that, Sarva Brahm first, Asat Krishna Hridyarbhulla Aparad, the root of all these drawbacks is Swarupa Brahma. Misconception of self. Keeping the misconception of self, you cannot solve anything. When there is misconception of self, this body, then I shall have naturally desire for bodily interest, bodily passion to be there. Run after all the objects of sense organs to enjoy and commit sins and crimes. It may be human being individually or in a group. We can do anything and everything when this ignorance is there. Nobody can stop it. Swarupa Brahma Asat Krishna. The cause of sin, sinful act, is desire for that sin. That sinful act, when there will be no desire, you cannot have the propensity to do evil things. The horrible you will find. Evil things, even they are killing children for their political purpose. They are killing, they have got no connection with them. All the passengers of a train or of a flight, they have got no connection. They are not enemy. We are there. But for political purpose, they are doing heinous crimes. And any moment there will be reaction. The behaved reaction, there is equal and opposite reaction. We may do sins and crimes, but heart cannot remain unbalanced. It will come in other forms, by earthquakes, by tsunami. Never we heard about this. In any other form, by flood, etc. It will come. Because by these sinful acts, the whole atmosphere is vitiated. We are not seeing. It will have a reaction. So the cause of all these sinful acts is this wrong conception of self. I am the one. Idam shariram satasandhi jarram patattavasyam. It will perish. This never we shall remain in this world for a long time or eternally. This body will perish. Now there are 600 crores of human beings. After 150 years, nobody will be there. New persons will come. Nobody can remain in this world permanently. In spite of that, we are doing all these crimes. We are not thinking. God has given us distributive power between good and bad. We can give up bad practice and accept good, that which is congenial for me, for the eternal welfare for me. I can accept that. I can worship Supreme Lord. I can get Supreme Lord. By getting whom we get all. By knowing who we know all. Jangatas Sabdhiti Sabdhigyatam Bhavati. Just listen to the book of Guru Gundal Vijayalatev, also in Gita it is said. Jangalabdha Chaparan Labham. By getting whom we have got, we will not be nervous, upset by being tortured by all these twofold afflictions. We will not become unbalanced. Idam sarilam satasandhijan patat tavasyam parinama peshalam. Kim osadam pityasi? What medicine? What remedy you want? Kim osadam pityasi? Murha durmate. You are murha. Full number one. Our Param Pujjiva Swami Maharaj said, full number one. Stupid. Thinking this body is the I am the body. And we are a human being. What type of human being? They see the persons of my own age, equal age, they have died, younger than me died, older than me died, and I shall remain here eternally. Being and what the beings will do with things like this. Yudhishthira Maharaj says, Annani Bhutani Gacchanti Jaunandaram Shashatyantranti Kim Atmanjo Atapparam. It's wonderful. Every day we are seeing all the human beings that die, but the rest, those who remain in there, so we shall remain here for permanently. Then we are doing all these big buildings and all this, and all the money, keeping money, in the, so that we are driven here eternally. But seeing this, we have got no sense. But that is idam shariram satasandhi jarjaram patattavasyam parinama peshalam kim bhaushadam pichyasi murha durmati. What medicine you want? What remedy? You have forgotten Krishna. You have got this misconception, misidentification of self. Why? Because of ignorance. Because of when there is darkness, rope is there, if you mistake it as a serpent. Serpent is there, you think, oh, it is a rope. Hey, when you will touch it, the serpent will bite you and you will be killed. What is the cause of darkness? You are averse to light, averse to sun, that is your own shadow before. And ignorance comes and you mistake it. Mistake, you are committing mistake to think that I am this body. And body relations is my relation. The root cause is to be eradicated. Why you have done this ignorance? We are all pure souls. Very minutest particle of existence, knowledge and bliss, Satchidananda. Only Satchidananda. Eternally existing. You are here. If I ask anybody, do you want to die? What do you say? No, Swamiji, I do not want to die. Why? You will die? That which is produced will be destroyed. This body is created, you will be destroyed ultimately. Yet, we want to remain eternally there. Why? Because our self is eternally existing. Now being enveloped by the illusory energy, we are thinking, I am this body, I have got this birth, I shall remain here for some time, I shall die, I have got the fear, but the internal desire, I should remain eternal. Why? That myself is eternally existing, non-eternal thing, non-eternal life, corrupt, have the desire to remain eternal. I have got that eternal existing, and myself is eternally existing. So I have got the desire. Myself is knowledge principle, so I want to know. Myself is happiness, so you have got the desire for happiness. It is mindless particle. You will find Aurobindo Ghosh, who fought during the time of British regime to make India independent. Lost and Pondicherry, he was put to jail inside a cell, very small cell. Then he wrote, now I shall not be able to survive. I shall die. And he was sitting there inside that room, small cell, on some chair he was sitting, and he was looking under in the floor. There are so many we said Pipilika, ants. Ants are moving. So many ants are moving. There is nothing there, and he was meditating on them. In the ant, the same Atma is there. Maybe so small, but Atma is there. And he was meditating on thinking. And then grows. Absolutely engrossed. After that he found that behind that minus particle of Atma, there is an all-pervading spirit. And he got peace in. Generally, in Western countries, peace means cessation of wars, with suggestion of disturbances, all this. Negative. But peace is positive. Peace is God in Himself. Peace will discern. Actual peace will discern. He is Supreme Lord. He is complete reality. He can take initiative. Without the grace of the peace, he cannot get peace. Actual peace. This is not a suggestion of temporary. Peace incarnate, key capital. Not incarnate. Incarnation, what he used it for also human beings. Peace will descend when you shall take absolute shelter to him. Then God will descend. God is in all existence, all knowledge, all bliss. By His grace you can get. But that is it is said. How we can get it? We should start with us towards Krishna. Then your ignorance will be removed. And after that, there will be no discomfort of self. And no desire for the world. All this, the root cause of committing sins will be removed. Root cause is aversion to self. And how you can do it? You can do it by chanting. Rasayan. Rasayan is the Ayurvedic medicine. Very powerful medicine. The powerful medicine, powerful remedy is Harinam. By uttering Harinam, in this Kali Yuga, you can get all, everything. This is our Gurudev has explained it for 1 hour. There. Idam Shariram Satasandhi Jarjaram Patastavasram Parinama Peshanam Kim Moshadam Pritishi Mura Durmati Niramayam Krishna Rasayanam Pivu. The greatest panacea of this disease of birth and death and triple affliction is Harinam, chanting of the in this Kali Yuga. There is no other way, no other way, no other way. You can have direct contact with Krishna by uttering the name and name same. So, human beings of Satya Yuga and Rishi Munis of Satya Yuga and also demigods of the heaven, they wanted their birth in this world, in this Kali Yuga, for that reason. Because so effective and so early you can get the objective by doing Harinam. In other yugas, this opportunity was not there. They had to do immense penance and also oblation, etc. Here also another slope, another verse, I also remembered that. That is also very relevant in this matter. Then, Kulasekhar has written, you should not wait, you should utter the name, you should remember Krishna, you should hear about Krishna, his name, form, attributes, and his personal associates, and transcendental realm and also pastime. You should hear and you should chant. Never stop it, as our Param Gurudev said, of Krishna Saraswati Goswami Thakur, our Gurudev, Guru Bhargava. Like that, Kulasekhar, emperor, gave impetus. If you do not do it, then what will be the consequence? Krishna Tadiva Pada Pangaja Panjaranta Advaiva Ne Vishatu Manasa Raja Hamsa Advaiva Ne Vishatu Manasa Raja Hamsa. What is the meaning? Hey, O Supreme Lord Krishna. Mukunda means Nandanandan Krishna. Mukunda Mala Stetra, Nandanandan Krishna can destroy emancipation. But there is another meaning. ముక్తి శుకం ఊకు శీతం కొరకి ఇది ముక్కు ప్రమానందం దదాది ముకుంద. వాట్ ఈస్ ది మీనింగ్ ఆఫ్ ముకుంద? ఇన్ ది ఇమాన్సిపేషన్ జ్ఞాని యోగి ది వాట్ ఇమాన్సిపేషన్ దాట్ ఇమాన్సిపేషన్ విల్ బికమ్ విత్ విల్ లూజ్ దర్ వాల్యూ. యూ హ్యావ్ నో ఇంపార్టెన్స్ ఇన్ రిగార్డ్ టు కృష్ణ ప్రేమ. But that is it is said that for getting Krishna prema you will get the absolute bliss. If you do not submit to Krishna, you will not be able to get Brahmananda. You will not be able to get Paramatma. Those who have not believed in Supreme Lord, Supreme Lord will be best to you. Those who have got no belief in the Supreme Mercy of the Supreme Lord, they will get nothing. There are many evidences of this. God is giving. So we should not quarrel here. Also in Gita it is said, Karmanu Adhikasu Maha Phalashukadasu. Why you are blaming others? You have got the right to do action, good and bad action. You have got native independence. God will not interfere in it. Minute is native independence. If he interferes, then that independence, that consciousness will be destroyed. You have desire to enjoy, so God has created this universe and so many species to satisfy you. Now you think, if you want to enjoy, you want to come to me, then you give up all the desires. And pray to him, I do not want this. All this money, wealth, or wife, children, etc., and also emancipation. I only want exclusive one time to devotion to you. You say, na dhanam, na janam, na sundarim, kavitam, na jagadisham. Mo janma janmeshe bhavadar bhakti rahita gittai, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. You say, from the heart, we can say. You have got weakness. You may utter it from the mouth. God is residing in the heart. You are wanting something. You are wanting all this money, wealth, etc. And also learning, erudition in this world, all this name and fame in this world. You do not want God. You only say in the words, but God is which gives you the fruit according to your thinking. Say from the core of the heart. Clearly, without deceitfulness, and you will get God, and everything you will get. You are the sons of Supreme Lord. You will become the proprietor of everything. Even the Brahmandas are within Supreme Lord. But you have got no such courage, no such words you can say. For that reason, association of bona fide sadhuji, this too. Association of bona fide sadhu, it is not so easy. Bona fide guru, not so easy. When you want quality, you cannot gain quantity. It is not possible. If you want quantity, you have to sacrifice quality. One scientist can invent one medicine, and that will be beneficial for all the human beings, 600 crores. One person, whether majority, number in number, نمبر از نیسٹی اور کوالٹی از نیسٹی. ون کوالٹی دین ریئل سادھو از ویری ریئر, ریئل گرو از ویری ریئر. از ناٹ سو ایزی. مکتانا بشدان نارائن پر سدل پرسنگ آتما کو بھی شیو بھاؤ amongst all emancipated souls and realized souls, those who have taken absolute shelter to Narayan, such devotee is very rarely to be found. Koti Mukto Durlabha Krishna Bhakta. Krishna Bhakta is not so easy. So, if you want quality, you have to sacrifice quantity. For that reason, but if you are sincere, a sincere will not be deprived of the eternal welfare. Sincere soul will not be deprived. But sincerity of desire should be there. Naikallanikitkashtitadukajintatakatshu. A sincere will never be deceived. But when there is no sincerity, hypocrisy is there. Then other qualities have got no value. You will find in Gita, Api Chet Sudrachara Bhajate Mahamananda Bhak, Sadhura Vasa Mantabha Sammak Vyabhashiti Isha, Kshipran Bhag Dharma Dhasat Sanchan Nigatshiti, Kaunte Pati Nai, Nani Nami Bhakta Parashya. Krishna has given a warning. Even a person may commit a heinous crime, but he is worshipping me. By seeing that, if you speak something against him, then ultimately he will commit offense. Because of previous bad impressions, he might have done it. But as he is sincere, you will have repentance. You will not be able to know it outside. You will have repentance. You will repent. What I have done. And you will pray to Guru Vaishnava Bhagavan to rescue him. That you are not seeing. But Krishna has warned us. If anybody does any heinous crime, because of his previous impression, he might have done. He may that, he may do this. For that, you should not censure him. Because as long as he takes shelter to me, he has not given up bhajan, he is doing bhajan, and he is sincere, but perchance he did some wrong. Wait for some time. He will burn his desire for all these abominable desires. He will burn by his repentance, by his fire of repentance. And he will become a sadhu. He Kunti Putra, who go to the Jnanis, to the group of the Jnanis, and the Yogis, and worshippers of other demigods, and worshippers of other forms, and declare, my devotee will never be destroyed. Declare, Obhikhe Sudhaja Bhajade Maha Mananda Bhat, Sadhra Vasa Mantabha Sambhavya, Vyavashadiya, Sipram Bhav Dharmatma, Shashrat Santi Nikottari, Kunti Pati Nambi Bhakta Panasya. We should not think about this, about others. Some person may do sometimes. The waves of thinking, bad thinking and good thinking are flowing in our heart. Because of our previous impressions. Sometimes we shall have that divine feeling and we want to worship much and we have got application to this worldly thing, renunciation. We do not want. But sometimes, again, that spirit gone, Again the spirit of enjoyment comes. At that time we have to suppress that. A sadhak should try to suppress that. It will come, but you have to suppress it. If you suppress, yet you will do something, some wrong. But again that will come after some time, but it will be less momentum. Mass into velocity, less momentum. Ultimately in this way, you will suppress the evil impressions, evil thoughts flowing in your heart, and will increase the good thoughts. And there's so much that you will become the realized soul. Gradually you will get it. Ambarish Maharaj, being an emperor of the whole world, the Durvasa Rishi could not do anything. He became a very powerful Rishi. He could eat 10,000 years food at a time. And he could remain without food for 10,000 years. Such Rishi. When he cursed Ambarish Maharaj, but Krishna protected him, and he had to run for his life, Sudarshan Chakra, he knew all this. Ultimately he had to go to Narayana, Brahma, Shiva and Narayana. There also it is written, Sarvan Kaman Samir Jaho, Ambarish Maharaj, by worshipping, by engaging all sense organs of breathing, he could conquer all the desires gradually. Not all of a sudden it will not come. Gradually we should get. But that is here. Yes. What is the question?
Okay, devotees, we have another question. You all have already received it by email, so I'll, due to lack of time, I'll just brief out the question. It's a long question. It's regarding offenses, and the devotees ask.
Offenses is the root cause is misconception of self. That misconception of self is that then we can commit offense to Vaishnava, offense to Guru, offense to Bhagavan. That we have to remove. Root cause is to be removed.
It's regarding that as a part of our inherent nature, we tend to commit offenses being a conditioned soul and also due to our backgrounds. Also regarding service of deities, that how even in spite of being, in spite of trying a lot, we tend to, there is a chance of committing offenses, and it always seems like we have to keep a better track of rules of serving than the process of just trying to do what we can do with faith. Why do we have to pay so much attention to what's wrong and not enough attention to doing what's right?
Now we see, Supreme Lord is the most beloved of all living beings. Nadhyatyuta pradayata bhavara of Atmata. Atmata sarvudara siddhatan sarvata. Prahlad Maharaj has said to the demon boys. It is not difficult to worship Supreme Lord. No, Supreme Lord is very quick, fast. We are children, we cannot. No. It is very easy. Because he is dear to us. A child is dear to mother. It is very easy for the child to please mother. And a biscuit, the child is eating biscuit. And that biscuit has fallen on the ground. And with all the dirt are there, and also phlegm, of industrially there.
At that, the child takes that. Mother, mamma, mummy, take it, take it, take it. Mummy to satisfy the child. It is not fit for anything. But a child can satisfy mother because he has got affection. Well, if you can utter the name from the core of the heart, he will be satisfied. I am very minutest particle of a conscious unit. I have got no value. Kindly please be gracious to me. If you say like this, you will be pleased. But if you don't say like this, you say, not very difficult. So worship, there are some ritualistic performances there, because we cannot surrender. For that reason, it has been given that you have to give something. Asana, padya, the seat, and also water for washing the feet, all these things ultimately, and you are everything to Guru, to Gauranga, to Krishna. The ultimate fruit is, I shall become of Guru, I shall become of Gauranga, I shall become Krishna. Because now we have got entanglement in this world, and we can think, I am the owner of this house, I am the owner of this money, all these things. For that reason, to have actual submission, this process of righteous performance is also allowed. But if anybody has got that feeling that I am of Krishna, I am of Guru, I am of Vaishnava, it is very easy to satisfy. But there is also another thing, because we cannot have this sort of attitude. It is difficult. For that reason, this has been also introduced. You should also take mantra and perform puja. One Brahmin, Pratisthanpur, used to serve Narayan in this world, in India, in a village. And Pratisthanpur has got infinite Brahmanda. And he knows everything. And he was very pure, and he could not bring all the articles for the sakadis. But by mind, mentally, he was bringing and serving, and was weeping. And I have got nothing, I am giving you. One day he wanted to give Kheer Prasad, so Kheer Prasad, you know, Kheer Prasad means Paramanma, that milk with rice, and sugar, and all these other spices. Very good. And he collected all this. For collecting all this, he had to spend much time. So it was late to give, to offer to Narayan at midday. Then he thought, oh, so late. By taking the pot from the oven, immediately he put it in a silver pot and gave it. The silver didn't see it in its silver, but he mentally gave it. And he thought, oh, it is very warm. Now our Supreme Lord has got some sort of difficulty. Oh, I have committed a great offense. He put his finger there, how it was, and he finger is burnt, and he made a sound, oh! Then Narayan in Vaikuntha smiled, all of a sudden. Why you said? Narayan is Vaikuntha, and in this very point, this world, in this firmament, is like a point, there in a village, in some cottage there, that also Narayan knows. Oh, he is always serving me. Now today he gave Paramanna, and collecting all the articles of Paramanna, He thought that it became late, and by taking the pot from the oven, he immediately gave it to me. And he thought this warm thing should not be given. And he put his finger, and the finger is burnt. There is nothing, only mentally. Oh Guru, go there and bring him to Vaikuntha. What sort of vacuistic performance? It is not very difficult, but sincerity of desire, or love relation is necessary. Pure love relation, that you can get by the company of pure devotees.
And there is the last part of the question, that besides that, I thought that the power of Sri Guru and trying to chant the holy name could diffuse more offenses than the average offenses characters could commit over many lifetimes.
No. Power of Guru, you will find Mahadev was speaking to Parvati. Bhava Guru Vashanti Shishya Vitta Paharata. Durlava Sadguru Devi Shishya Santa Paharata. There it is said, Mahadev is speaking with his consort, Parvati. There are so-called gurus, there are many so-called gurus, who is Bali from the disciples. Very rarely you will find guru who can remove the afflictions. Guru is not so easy. There are many stages, Kanishtha, Madhya, Muttam, many stages. And there are higher stages, they are also, as per Krishna's desire, they are all moving. And we have got the hope, because Bhakti Thakur, he is the person who has said, Kamal Manjari, he has said that someone will be there in Bhakti Vrata channel, someone will be there to keep this pure devotion. But it is not so easy. Because of these previous impressions, sometimes that will come, they will disturb. But you don't blaming any other person, either speaking anything against anybody, you while your own mission. Do your bhajan. If you speak something against somebody, then that time will spoil, at that time you will die, where you will go? Anybody else may die? What is the use of doing this? God will sustain us, maintain us. If you are to serve me, you try to rectify yourself. If you are rectified, you can do bhajan from the core of the heart, by your company others will be encouraged.